World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Hello, welcome back to William Hill's World Cup Daily Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's games, and we have three games to come here. Belgium take on Russia, South Korea play Algeria, and the final game of the evening is USA against Portugal. So three games to look at. My name is Mark Walton, and I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Alex Dunn. How are you, Alex?
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm not too bad.
Good.
Obviously, the World Cup means nothing now.
I think that's fair to say. Should we start this podcast off?
Well, I've been told I'm not allowed.
Oh, okay.
I've already made inquiries. No, I do jest. There's still entertainment to come. And what will you be doing, Alex? Will you just be approaching this from a betting angle now? Will you pick another team to support through it? Or
yeah.
Yeah?
France.
Oh, right. Okay.
But that's for financial interest.
So, yeah. So
it's not even France. It's just Benzema. Just one player.
Just supporting one player.
I want France to keep going through so that he has the chance to score more goals. Yeah. But otherwise, Nigeria. Again, for one player.
Shola
Amiobi. Did you see him last night?
I didn't.
Oh, he came on after an hour.
Yeah.
Played off the striker in the hole in a new role for him.
Yeah.
Majestic. Like a gazelle.
Right.
In fact, no, he didn't really move much. But
That's very ungazelle-like.
He kept the ball, which gazelles are prone to do.
Yes.
And he did a job, I think it's fair to say. And it looks likely now that Nigeria are going to qualify for the next round, the last 16. Mm. It looks likely that they'll play France in a game of conflicting interest for me. I want a goal fest. Yeah. A Benzema hat-trick and a Shola hat-trick.
Yeah.
But that was poor last night, Nigeria-Bosnia.
Mm.
Drab. Bosnia, just I thought they had a bit more sort of quality.
Yeah.
But apparently not. And they're there now out, and you need an Iran to beat Bosnia for Nigeria to go out, basically, which looks unlikely, although they put up a great fight yesterday against Argentina, who weren't at their best again. It's twice now that they've failed to impress as people thought they would.
Yeah. But is it one of those things though, where you can look at it from two sides, can't you? Argentina have been relatively poor but still winning games. And,
yeah.
And people say that's a mark of champions, of course. And Messi with another great goal. I mean, he has turned up this time, hasn't he?
He has, but if I'd backed Argentina, I wouldn't be thinking I'm on a winner here yet.
Mm.
That's not to say that they won't. And as you said, they've picked up 6 points. Great. But they haven't looked great. I mean, I thought Di Maria, Aguero, Higuain yesterday were really poor. And I know that they're used to, Di Maria in particular, likes it when almost he's got space to run into. Knock it past the defender, get past him. And it was so tight yesterday. Iran just got everyone behind the ball and had a game plan, and it worked until the last minute. I did feel sorry for them because they put in a really good shift. But that's what happens when you're playing against Messi. Mm. Give him half a yard and he will punish you whatever minute it comes in. So Argentina, not for me, but that's not to say that they won't turn it round.
Okay. Let's look ahead to some of those games then. We have three today, and this is the final time that there's three games at different kickoffs as well,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
That's a shame. Mm. I like that. I've got into a routine.
Yeah.
Plan my meals around it. Now it's, because now we get sort of
Four games a day,
which is great, but you only get to watch really one at a time.
Unless you operate a multi-television system.
Yeah, don't have the money to do that. So I think it's, and in some of the groups as well, everything's decided, or it will be decided, or it's blatantly obvious what will happen. Whereas in some that there's a bit to play for, which will make things interesting. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the final day of having three games.
Okay. Savour it while it's here.
Mm.
Right, we'll start in Group H then, because that's the first game to kick off. It's at 5 p.m. and it's Belgium against Russia. Belgium coming here off the back of an opening game win. They beat Algeria by 2-1. They take on Russia, who drew their first game. And before we get your thoughts, Alex, let's see what Robbie Savage thinks in this game.
Robbie, another day of World Cup fixtures to preview. Let's start with Belgium versus Russia.
Belgium had a really bad start going a goal down, so Algeria came back and got the win in the end. And the Russians as well got off to a good start. We thought they'd be very defensive, but it could be an intriguing game. This one could decide who wins this group.
I fancied Belgium. I thought substitutions in their first game helped. Mertens coming on, doing exceptionally well. Fellaini. I think Belgium will beat Russia. I think both teams will score 2-1.
Okay, Robbie Savage there in a Brazilian wind tunnel by the sounds of things. He likes Belgium to beat Russia. He thinks both teams will score. He likes a 2-1 scoreline. How do you see this going, Alex?
I think that I wasn't very taken by Russia against South Korea. I don't think South Korea are the strongest side in the tournament. I thought South Korea would qualify ahead of Russia, but having seen that game, it appears to be the lesser of two evils that will be going through. I thought Belgium have been overhyped in the build-up to the tournament. I think they got past Algeria, in the end, in decent fashion. It's not easy to come from behind in a World Cup. In your first game, often nerves can get the better of you, and Belgium do have a pretty young side. So, you know, that is something that you just kind of go, well, they got through that. That's a decent test. I know it's only against Algeria, but as a sort of introduction to the tournament, I don't think that's too bad. You look at the ages in their side. 22, 25, 22, 23, 21, 26, 27. They're young. They are young compared to Russia, who
are... I would say
it's
a stark contrast to Russia, isn't it?
Russia are crusty at best. 34, 31, 30, 30, 30, 29. You know, yes, they've got a couple of 23-year-olds in there, but that's it. Now, you can look at that two ways. You can go, well, Belgium are going to be passing, moving, energetic. Russia just aren't going to have the legs to deal with them. Or you can say Russia are just going to absolutely do a job on them here and be professional and disciplined and ruthless. You could see that happening, I suppose. It's not beyond the realms of possibility, but I'm firmly in the Belgium camp here. I don't think they'll win the tournament. I think they've got an easy group. And I think they will beat Russia here purely because... I mean, you look at the players that are likely to play. Lukaku up front.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't great in the first game, but we know exactly what he can do. Fellaini.
He scored a goal.
He did. How? It's almost like he forgot that the last year ever happened.
Oh, yeah.
And if he plays like we know he can, he's a danger. Hazard, Mertens, De Bruyne, Witzel. It's a good side. And at the back, Vertonghen, Kompany, Van Buyten, Alderweireld. Solid, solid defenders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's bad to look at just individuals in this Belgium side, because if you do, you'd have them winning the World Cup, because they are very strong. It's how they gel as a team. They don't gel as well as they can, but I think they've got to win this. Russia, a few years ago, Russia were a decent outfit, but the team has barely changed since then. And they're just, I think, looking a bit stale. That was reflected in the first game. With the point against South Korea, that'd be a game that they'd have been looking to win a few years ago.
I think Capello's first 11 was interesting on that occasion as well. He didn't play Kershakov, who came off the bench and scored. He didn't play Zhagoev, who lit up the Euros a couple of years ago. And do you think he will change it this evening?
I think Zhagoev will start. I'd personally start with both of them.
Mm.
But we know what Capello's like. He sticks to his guns.
Yeah.
If he's found a system and that he likes, he'll stay with it. And he will make changes during the game if he has to, as we saw. But it's hard to say. But even if they do play Zhagoev and Kershakov, I think they'll pose more of a threat, but still not sufficient threat to Belgium. Put it this way. If Kershakov played against Kompany, say, in a Premiership game, Kershakov came to the Premiership, played against Man City, would you expect him to do anything? No. Zhagoev, good player, but would you expect him to trouble players of that quality on their own? No, you wouldn't. Now, I know we've said that Belgium as a team could be better, but they have enough here, and I think they're actually a pretty attractive price, aren't they?
23-20.
Yeah, to be getting odds against, it's almost too good to be true.
Mm.
It's one of those ones that you look at and go, well, you know what, if this was 8-11, 5-6, I'd still be going, ooh, tempting. The fact it's 23-20 makes you think, does someone know something that I don't hear? Which is more than likely. But I just think it's just too good a price to miss. I'd go at it with a little bit of caution, just because Russia are the kind of side that could just dig in, say, look, we're happy with a point here. It means we go into the last game against Algeria knowing that a win it will more than likely be enough. Mm. There is a chance of that happening, but I'm more than happy to side with Belgium on the outright here. I think that is the best bet in the game, and it's good. The value bet in the game.
Belgium at 23-20 then. Anybody who likes the look of Lukaku and Belgium to win, well, that's 9-4 on the headline offers. And if you agree with Robbie Savage and you think both teams will score but Belgium will win, that's 4-1 on the match result and both teams to score market. 2-1 is 9-1 as well if you want to side with Robbie's correct score. But keep it simple. Alex thinks that Belgium will win and he thinks 23-20 is too good to miss. So we'll keep it simple there. We'll move on to the second game of the evening. It's at 8 p.m. and it's in Group H. South Korea against Algeria. South Korea are 7-5. The draw is 21-10 and Algeria also 21-10. And let's start with Robbie again.
South Korea versus Algeria, which won't get too many pulses raised in. Algeria struggled to score goals in the previous World Cup in 2010, got off the mark already in this tournament. They showed that they can compete with one of the best teams in Europe, in Belgium. Can they get anything out of South Korea?
I'd say a draw. I think it very low on the goals. I think a 0-0 or 1-0 draw. I'm going to go a 0-0, 1-0 draw.
Okay, 0-0. 1-1 draw. Somebody's called the police in the middle of that hurricane, so that's good news. South Korea are 7-5. The draw 21-10, and Algeria 21-10 as well. Do you see it being tight, low goal scoring draw?
I mean, if you look at the recent games that these sides have played, they haven't been deathly boring in terms of there have been a few goals in some of them, but I think unders will be the way to play this, purely because South Korea don't score loads. Algeria, I just don't think, have it in them to score loads. They're reasonably solid defensively. It's one of the games that, if it's 0-0 after half an hour, the unders is a banker to land, under 2.5. If it's 1-1 after 15 minutes, it'll end up being 4-4 or something. Because it's that the two sides that are naturally reasonably defensive. If they have to throw a caution to the wind, they can. I mean, Algeria have got Majid Bagheera at centre-back, who's a solid defender, but he's prone to having 5 minutes where he'll just go, I'm going to play up front now. You lot just cover for me. And for that reason, he is a threat. I'd actually, if you can get the price for him to score at any time, it is tempting because he is so kamikaze. And he's also very good from set pieces. He attacks the ball. What price is he?
10-1.
10-1 any time. It's worth a speculative 50p, isn't it? I don't think this should be a game that you're staking too heavily in, unless you have a very, very strong opinion, which I don't, I'll be honest. I think if I was pushed for an outright, I'd go South Korea. I think Algeria probably the value bet, if you like, but I think South Korea, I fancied them to qualify from the group before the tournament. They got the point against Russia, which can be seen one of two ways. You can see it as, God, that was a bit dull, or you can see it as, that is a stepping stone to then beat Algeria and have one foot in the door of qualifying, if you like, before they have to face arguably the strongest side in the group in Belgium. I think South Korea will just about win it, but I think my outright tip for the game has to be the unders. I mean, under 2.5, is it 8-13?
1-2.
Oh, that is contracted. Oh, what's under 1.5?
7-4.
I'm going to have to go under 2.5. I couldn't say under 1.5. It's you know, Algeria score in quite a lot of the games, if we're being honest. I know that it's not against great opposition, but South Korea aren't great opposition either. South Korea do struggle to score, but I think that they've got a chance of bagging here. I think unders is probably the way to play it, but 1-2 is very, very skinny. It is tricky. Maybe should we look at what is the 1-1 draw? The price. I know Robbie fancied it. I might be tempted just to pitch him with him here.
1-1 draw, 11-2.
Again, it's okay. But if you say to me, well, if you're saying that, do you think both teams will score as a banker? No, I don't. Not at the price it'll be. It is a very, very tricky game. It's probably one that I'd want to watch the first 20, 25 minutes of, see which side has the sort of ebb and flow, and maybe go with that. As a pre-game bet, I'd say Bagheera anytime, 10-1. Fagouli as well for Algeria. Have we got the price for him? Because he obviously scored the penalty in the first game. He's a lively enough winger.
130.
Yeah, that's a fair enough price, especially for someone who does take penalties. in any game, if you've got a player who takes penalties to be an anytime goal scorer at any price that is above sort of 3-1, that's not bad. If you think, how many penalties do you get you'd say maybe you get a penalty every 4 or 5 games. That's purely a guess.
Where are you getting these statistics
no
from?
No stats. But, you know, you just imagine, I think he's got a chance of landing that. And Algeria going forward don't do much for me. But if they're going to do something, I think he'll be the man that instigates it.
Okay. Another way to play it, rather, match times goals. We have that market. If you think it will be a draw, you can't decide between 0-0 and 1-1 or whatever. 5-2 for a draw and under 2.5 goals in the game. Likewise, if you fancy either team, South Korea to win in under 2.5 goals, 3-1, Algeria to win in under 2.5 goals, 15-4. It just boosts the price if you fancy it to be low scoring.
Yeah, I think that's fair, actually. I think that's better than the outright prices. I do think that unders will land. Hmm. The 1-2 makes very little appeal at the prices, but no, I don't mind those at all. If you were to push me to decide on one of them, I'd probably go for just the draw.
Hmm.
But it's a game where you can say, look, South Korea on form, maybe, on pre-tournament build-up, should be just about winning. On the prices, Algeria tempt. Don't forget, this is a side that were ahead against Belgium until the 70th minute.
Yeah. But that's the only World Cup goal they've scored as well.
And also, they lost.
Yeah.
There's no use playing for 70 minutes if then you're going to throw it away. So, I'm going to say a low-scoring affair. A draw is probably the safest bet.
Okay, on to the final game of the evening then, in Manaus. It's at 11 p.m. It's USA against Portugal. The USA are 19-5. The draw 5-2. Portugal 4-5. Once again, we'll hear from Robbie first, and then we'll come to you, Alex Dunn.
USA have got a huge game. They play Portugal, but it's a bigger game for the Portuguese. Embarrassed by the Germans in the first half of their match, Cristiano Ronaldo didn't look that interested. They need to beat the USA, but look, USA have got a bit of a spring in the step after their win against Ghana.
Incredible character shown by the USA. Conceded a late goal, but went up their end and scored. Brooks' header, and they're going to be facing a Portuguese side who need to win this game. You know, all they're out. So I'm going to go with a Portugal win. I think Ronaldo, you know, another few days recovery. I think he'll have too much for. Know back four of the USA. Cameron, to be fair, in the centre half was fantastic, but I just think the quality in the Portuguese side will just be too much for USA. I'm going to go Portugal 2-0.
Because Ronaldo is probably the only star player at this World Cup who hasn't yet produced.
Yeah, it's a fair point. He was slight injury problems. He's got to produce. People say about Messi, a major tournament, Ronaldo, but I just think that in this game, I think Ronaldo will have a massive impact, and I think the Portuguese will win.
He thinks the Portuguese will win. Favourable mention for Ronaldo there. And Lee Phelps raised a fairly valid point that the other big names have turned up so far. Ronaldo was pretty anonymous in the first game for Portugal.
Yeah. It's interesting to see if Robbie's hair's still on after that win, by the way. Ronaldo's 29, by the way.
Well done.
29.
Yeah.
I still think of him as being sort of not young and up and coming, but young. You've got to think, like, one more World Cup from now, he's going to be 33. Is he still going to be the same player? Anyway, that's just a point for the future. we'll discuss that on a later podcast.
Separate musing.
He's, if you like, the only. Well, if you look at the top goal scorer market beforehand and look at it now, it's the same players. Different order, but the players that were expected to do something have done something. You know, there hasn't been one that you've gone, they've been disappointing, they haven't scored. Aguero's possibly the only one of the first 7 or 8 in the market that hasn't scored, apart from Ronaldo. Ronaldo's only had the one game. Yes, it was against Germany, and he was on a side that had 10 men for the majority of the game, because Pepe is a clown. That man, honestly, just senseless. But they come up against an America side here that I don't think are very strong at all. I'm surprised that they beat Ghana, if I'm being honest.
Mm.
I don't think Ghana are any great shakes either, although they put up a great fight last night. It was a really entertaining game. But I just think USA don't have it in them to score many goals. Portugal defensively aren't as solid as they have been. They're missing Quintrao, they're missing Alves, and of course they're missing Pepe. They're probably their three best defenders. But there's one man here who is the key. That's Cristiano Ronaldo. Even if he's 80, 90% fit, he's still got it in him to tear this America side to bits. He does. whether he can is another question, but I'm in the belief that he can tonight. Now, the price for Portugal's 4-5.
Yeah.
I don't mind that, I'll be honest. I was on in play a couple of nights ago and with Murray Bunnell and Ollie Pimlott. They were both saying USA draw no bet has to be the bet. It just has to be. You couldn't back Portugal at 4-5. I disagree. I'm not a fan of the Portugal side, usually. I think that people are far too keen to back them. I don't think they ever value.
If ever a team in international football is a one-man team,
yeah,
it's Portugal are up there, aren't they?
But we were saying this as well. It sounds like someone has done no research whatsoever when they come in and go, Portugal, one-man team.
I suppose, yeah.
But you look through it and they are a one-man team. They've got a few tidy players. That might be a bit harsh, but Raul Morelos, Moutinho, Veloso.
Yeah, they've got a good solid player, no game winners.
No, they are competent international footballers. Not much more, to be honest. Ronaldo is just incredible. And yes, you can put two men on him, that's fine. But Portugal, the rest of Portugal's team, they're not useless.
No.
You know, if they've got someone in space, there's a chance he'll score. They're not complete. It's not Ronaldo and 10 trees. You know, they are decent. I don't think America have it in them to cause Portugal the problems that would be required for America to get anything in this game. I don't think America can shut Portugal out, and I don't think America can score, to be honest.
Okay.
If they are going to, I think it'll only be one. I think Ronaldo will match that himself. So I think the 4-5 is fair. The headline offers Cristiano Ronaldo to score and Portugal to win. That's to score at any time. And Portugal.
Well, we have a series of headline offers.
Hit me with them, Mark Walton.
Cristiano Ronaldo to score and Portugal to win. That's an anytime goal scorer bet. 13-10.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo to score first and Portugal to win. 7-2. And Clint Dempsey to score and USA to win. He obviously scored the goal that won them the game against Ghana. 7-1 for that one as well.
See, if you were looking for an America-based bet, if you think they're going to win, I'd put the Dempsey one in there as well. I think it's a decent enough boost from the original price because I don't see where the goals are going to come from in their side apart from him. And we know what he's like. He's clever. He gets in good positions. He's actually a good finisher. I'm surprised. He is a good finisher. But should Clint Dempsey be beaten? No, he shouldn't. Yes, if USA are going to get anything, he will figure. That makes that bet value if you're siding with America, but I'm not. I'd side with Ronaldo to score any time, Portugal to win, 13-10. The 7-2 for Ronaldo to score first, Portugal to win is okay, but it's quite a short price considering how much you're asking for. I just think Portugal do win this. Interesting to see the Racing Post have tipped overs in the goals at 10-11. I don't really have an opinion on that, to be honest. It's one you could see going either way. Portugal could score and go, you know what, we're quite happy with that. We'll leave it to Ronaldo on the break to try and get another one. But at the same time, we know that this American side are not going to be swashbuckling in their attacks, you know, like Pirates. they're going to be quite reserved because they are. They're just solid.
I never thought I'd say this as well, but I think Jozy Altidore will be missed from their starting 11.
Mark, can you leave this podcast, please?
Bear with me. We all know for Sunderland he couldn't hit barn door with a banjo, however the phrase is. But when he pulls the USA shirt on, he works hard, he runs the channels, he's a handful, he draws men to him to mark him, and that opens up the space for Clint Dempsey, and he's a target man for them. And I think we saw on the first game, when he came off the pitch, they did lack that little bit of force going forward. And
yeah, firstly, who hits barn doors with banjos?
I don't know.
As a saying, that's just ridiculous.
Well, I don't think it's correct, to be fair.
It's a waste of a musical instrument. Secondly,
I think it's a cow's backside with a banjo, isn't it, or something?
Yeah, but again, who's doing that? I was at...
There's some funny people out there, Alex.
I was at St James's Park for Newcastle against Sunderland. Sunderland won 3-0. Altidore did not score.
Yeah.
But he was very, very good. It hurts me to say it, because I think it's the only good game he had all year. But he holds the ball up well, and if he's got players running off him, then he causes problems. You know, he can hold it up, and he does take defenders away. He can't finish, but, you know, and as a striker, that's pretty much a prerequisite.
Yeah.
But, I think he will be missed, purely as a presence. The fact that he can take a defender with him gives Dempsey more space.
Yeah.
Without that, Dempsey's going to have to work for his own space, and I think he'll struggle. I don't think he's going to get much help. I think their midfield is fairly disciplined and rigid, which is okay because Portugal's midfield is pretty similar. But then you've got Ronaldo. It's basically Ronaldo v Dempsey. Who are you going to side with?
Ronaldo.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. I think Portugal win. I think Ronaldo scores. I think 13-10 is a fair price.
Okay, fair enough. Good stuff. Thank you very much, Alex. Should be a good night, and enjoy it this evening.
Thank you, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Alex Dunn on this evening's World Cup matches. Three of them to come, and you'll hear them all on InPlay Radio all the way through until 1 a.m. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill World Cup Daily Podcast, and do join us again tomorrow when we'll look at the four games taking place on Monday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.